Chapter 22 How Sensible Things May Aid Us to Meditate on the Passion and Death of Our Savior. It has been shown how we may rise from the consideration of sensible things to the contemplation of the greatness of God. Now we must learn how to relate these things to the memory of the sacred mysteries of our Lord, a saint life and death. Everything in the world can be related to this end. Consider just the fact, as we have already suggested, that God is the first cause of all things, that He has given to every creature, even the most exalted, its being, beauty, and all the perfections with which it is endowed. Then admire the infinite goodness of this sovereign master of the universe, who condescended to become man, and suffer an ignoble death for your salvation. He even permitted his own creatures to plot against him and to nail him to the cross. If you want to enter into the details of his sufferings, everything about you will be a reminder of them. Weapons, cords, thorns, reeds, nails, hammers, will readily bring to mind the instruments of his agony. A humble cottage will represent the stable and manger where he was born. The rain falling on the earth will call to mind the bloody sweat with which he watered a garden of olives. The stones are figures of the rocks which split at his death. When you gaze at the sun or the earth, remember that when he died the earth trembled, and the sun grew dark. The sight of water will recall the water flowing from his side. A thousand other raw objects will lend themselves to these considerations. When you drink, think of the gall and vinegar which was offered as refreshment to our amiable Savior by his enemies. If you take too much satisfaction in perfumes, consider the stench of the dead carcasses that greeted him on Mount Calvary. When dressing, remember that the Son of God clothed himself with our flesh, that we might be clothed with his divinity. In removing your clothes, think of him, stripped at the hands of his executioners, about to be scourged and nailed to the cross for your sake. Any tumultuous din should recall the horrible cries of the enraged populace against their Lord. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him! Whenever the clock strikes, remember the anguished beats of the Sacred Heart of Jesus when, in the Garden of Olives, he contemplated his approaching passion and death. Or it may call to mind the strokes of the hammer with which the soldiers nailed him to the cross. In brief, whatever you suffer yourself, or see others undergo, is far short of the pains of body and soul that your Savior suffered during his passion.